I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Surfaces 2009, and I'm actually here with Chris Davis, who's president and CEO of the WFCA. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Great, Kemp. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. This is the, you know, the Surfaces just started about 10, 15 minutes ago, so thanks for sitting down with me. We really can't talk too much about, you know, how the show's going because it's right here early, but what we are both, we were just talking a minute ago, we're both very surprised that there's a lot of people here, aren't there?
If the two things that sort of let me think that. One is when I flew in yesterday in the line to get a cab, so that was pretty impressive. And then also the attendance at a session this morning having to do with, where the business is headed, that had a lot of the mill execs involved in it, and it was extraordinarily well attended. So I'm optimistic this may be a much better show than a lot of us thought it was going to be. In fact, it sends a signal to the manufacturers, if you're a retailer and you're here, that you're interested in doing business. I mean, you got to realize they're in the same boat that the retailers are. What we're lacking is customers at the moment. And, you know, people are pretty much sitting on the sideline trying to figure out what's going on. I think they'll be back. I think they'll be back with a vengeance. The question is when and how soon and to what degree. But I think we have every reason to be optimistic. The world has not ended. It's just slowed down a bit.
And actually, let's talk about the WFCA. Obviously, most everybody that's watching this video knows the WFCA, World Floor Covering Association. You know, it's a membership organization. I believe, it's $275 to join. Is that right?
Yeah, for a retail member, it would be $275 a year. And, you know, one of the things that is of great value to our members right now is we actually believe that we give back a lot more than what we take in. Our job is to raise the level of standards and practices in the industry. And one of the things that we offer is a trade scholarship program to all of our members. Each member is eligible to receive up to $500 every year in benefits to take classes, to send anybody in their organization to conventions or to training sessions, from everything from learning how to use a computer to installation training to going to a group convention. The money is there to be spent on that kind of thing. And It's like found money. It's a great way to get back and use that to further your education and keep up to date on what's going on in the industry.
Well, I actually can endorse what you're saying because, you know, I'm able to go to your website and I'm able to see what you offer on your website. And, I mean, you have education like we just talked about. You have certification programs. You have a lobbying arm, so you're out there as an advocate for the flooring covering industry. You also have the FCIF,
it's a benevolence. We actually function as the staff for the Floor Covering Industry Foundation. And what that does is it allows almost all the money that comes in to go directly to the people who need it because there's no administrative overhead whatsoever.
And that's that if you don't have health insurance and you need some help paying for any kind of trauma, medical trauma, anything like that, you can help out.
It's basically for people who are facing catastrophic situation where, you know, they have a health issue that it's amazing how much money it costs to be well in this country. It does not pay to get ill. It does not pay to not have insurance. And people can find themselves very quickly financially devastated, losing their homes, their cars, their family breaks up. There's some really terrible, horrible things that have happened to people in the industry. And this is a really unusual group in that the only other group that does this for its own industry is the actors. And, the only people that put money into this are people in the floor covering industry. But it's really taking care of your brothers. And it's very gratifying to be a part of that.
All right. Well, listen, since we're in your space right now we really, in our audience, is mostly retail or some manufacturers, tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you're talking about. I mean, you're giving $50,000 away. You're announcing some gold. You're certifying some retailer for some major award here pretty soon. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. This year's our 50th anniversary of actually our predecessor organizations, the Western Floor Covering Association, along with the Retail Floor Covering Institute, which became the American Floor Covering Association. So we're celebrating the 50th anniversary, and one of the ways that we're doing that is we're giving away $50,000 in $1,000 increments to attendees at the show. We did that primarily to draw traffic into the show, of course, and also to celebrate and share in the the success of the association over the last 50 years. What we're doing here with our retail program is to move more to a branding situation where we're identifying our retailers with special insignia that will go into their stores that they can use. And we're promoting that both in all our consumer advertising as well as our website. And we anticipate that we're going to hit about 225 million consumers this year with that particular program, talking about the validity and value of using a WFCA member.
Let's talk about that real quick. You're talking about the actual consumer magazine, and that's a huge effort. You and I have talked about that before, and you've done one issue, which I think came out in December, and you're actually working on a second issue. Isn't it?
Right. Yeah, the first issue came out in October, and it was on has been on newsstands and will be on newsstands through February of this year. Then on top of that, we also have an advertising program that goes along with the other Meredith program books. They're consumer publications that are part of their special interests program, which has to do with kitchen and bath renovation, home renovation, and the like, that we are heavily advertising in those publications as well. So it's a whole package we've worked out with Meredith that really hits the people that are actually in the market to change their flooring in their homes.
Did you mention that you're giving an award out here in about 30 minutes to a dealer? Tell me a little bit about that.
As part of our standard of recognition, our program that we've got, we're also going to give away a gold standard award. And that's one individual that we picked that we had a little group get together and pick. There has to be a first one, so we picked the first one. That will has done enough in their business to exemplify what we feel is a successful way of marketing their business to the customer. They obviously have very good customer satisfaction record, and repeat business has come back through them with their existing customers. So it's somebody we want to give that. We'll give that award to one individual every year. And this next year, we're announcing that we're going to do a nomination process, and it's much more extensive the second time around. But got to start. We got to get going. We think we've got a good person that is deserving of the award the first time around, we're looking forward to getting that program launched. That individual, by the way, will be featured in our advertising. So, you know, we're going to hold them up as a paragon of virtue, as, you know, the typical type of retailer that's out there.
Well, Chris, just to listen to everything you've got going on, I don't know how you get it all done. I know you're based out in Anaheim, California. That's where the WFCA is headquartered. The WFCA is education, lobbying, their certification arm, just an all-around advocate for the floor carving industry. We've been talking to Chris Davis, who is the president and CEO of the WFCA, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.